USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in the Midwest who are returning home from Thanksgiving are heading into some rough weather. NOAA meteorologist Patrick Burke says as the storm moves east, it will bring heavy snow and ice to parts of New York, Massachusetts, and other areas of the Northeast.
We don't think this is going to be too bad for the big cities along I-95, but there will be some snow accumulation, looking at generally about 2 to 4 inches in New York and Boston, with a changeover then to kind of a wintry mix and some rainfall later in Sunday and Monday. So it's going to be a prolonged event that we're watching and move across the country.
American Airlines has given waivers to passengers traveling Sunday and Monday on flights from New York's JFK and LaGuardia airports. Also, Newark, Philadelphia, Boston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. Delta Air is announcing waivers for 22 cities on Sunday and Monday as well. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
There's new economic numbers out, and they show Thanksgiving spending is up. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
The new numbers out tell the story of a booming U.S. economy. Adobe Analytics finds consumer spending at a record high this Thanksgiving, $4.1 billion. That's up 14.5% from last year. Projected sales from Black Friday at more than $7 billion. And Adobe Analytics projects Cyber Monday sales will top $9 billion.
The chairman of the House Committee on the Judiciary sent President Trump a letter on Friday setting a December 6th deadline to determine whether the president's attorneys will participate in impeachment proceedings. Chairman Jerry Nadler sent the letter Friday, giving the deadline for the president to answer whether his counsel will request witnesses or make a presentation as part of the panel's impeachment inquiry into the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A drug used to replace opioids is causing bigger problems. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Gabapentin is the generic drug that is typically used to treat nerve pain and seizures. The 25-year-old drug is now one of the most prescribed medications in the country. According to Stephen Evans, MD, medical director of the American Addiction Centers, gabapentin was prescribed off-label for pain because it was thought to be a safer alternative to opioids. Thousands of Americans have died over the past few years because of overdoses from gabapentin. Sedation, one of the side effects of gabapentin, is one reason why users turn to this drug. Some also mix it with other drugs to enhance the effects. Overdoses from gabapentin are so prevalent that the Food and Drug Administration recently commissioned a study to research the uses of the drug. Unlike opiates, there is no antidote for an overdose of gabapentin. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A hospital in Kansas City spent the holiday weekend caring for 12 sets of newborn twins, all of them born premature, and all of them are doing well. The 12 sets of twins are in the neonatal intensive care unit at St. Luke's in Kansas City, Missouri. The hospital believes it's the most twins they've ever had at once. St. Luke's is working to make sure that all of the twins can be home by their original due date, which means some of them will be able to spend the first Christmas at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.